looking forward to it, though. Very tough to get just on music alone, I will tell you that. Now, you've helped me out with the two clues so far tonight. Just like to repeat, while he's in earshot, we've never failed to track down where he is. Never failed in, I think it's 13 years, possibly longer. Let's say a good evening, Andy Mossack, ahoy hoy.
Ahoy hoy, good evening, Russ, how are you?
I'm absolutely tip-top, are you doing all right?
I'm doing fine, thank you, yeah, all good.
Now, we put our heads together, we had a look down these clues, we thought, okay, named after government ministers, Big Bridge, the Khotanga. You are in Sydney.
Of course I'm in Sydney.
Awesome. Now, this was a trip of a lifetime, I would have thought, right?
It was, yeah, it was, because it was very, very different. I mean, this time, actually, June, about 3 years ago, it may be summer here, but it was the dead of winter over there. They kind of invited me over to sort of look at what's attractive for Sydney in winter. Because obviously it has a lot of people coming over there during sort of our winter, which is their summer. So it was fascinating. And if you remember, my biggest memory of that time was climbing Sydney Bridge, standing on the top of it on a 70s disco dance floor doing a boogie to Earth, Wind and Fire. Absolutely ridiculous, but what a night that was.
Wow, I do remember. I remember the photograph of you on a disco floor at the top of the bridge.
That's right. Yeah. And it was brilliant. I didn't even know. Obviously, it was a bit of a surprise for us, but they do these climbs during the day and night too. But I was there during this festival, which was the Vivid Sound and Light Festival, which they do every year during the wintertime between May and June. And the whole sort of city is lit up with all these huge installations of, you know, they project all these illuminated works onto the buildings and the opera house and the bridge itself is kind of lasers shoot off it. And then they do the climb, and because it was that vivid month, they set up this great dance floor. And and I've got this movie of me, you know, doing dad dancing.
On
the top of it.
Come now, you'll put Travolta to shame, you would, mate.
That's... Yeah, it was brilliant. It was good. So, yeah, that was really, really good memory for me.
So, I mean, here we are talking about places that, you know, when travel resumes in a way that we may deem normal, you know, these are places to put on that wish list and that to-do list. And a lot coronavirus and the lockdown has taught us one thing is that lots of people are now promising themselves, I'm actually going to do this. I'm actually going to go there. I'm going to start doing this sort of stuff. And Sydney is, you know, a long way away, but it's a major world city and it's got to be on lots of people really want to go there.
Yeah. And the nice thing is you can pick which way around you go because it is sort of directly below us. So you could go west and go to America first and, you know, go to LA or something because the flight will stop probably in Los Angeles, and you could go that way around, or you could go east and go through Southeast Asia or Hong Kong, Singapore, those sort of things. So, you know, you could have a little other bit of holiday as well. But it's when you get there, it is something, and I thoroughly enjoyed my time. It is an interesting city. It's a beautiful city. It's got harbours and bays everywhere. You know, you can imagine it's on the water and it's spread out. You've got the northern suburbs over the other side of the bridge and you've got and the western suburbs and the eastern suburbs, of course. So it's a very big city, but lots of interest. And we had the Vivid Festival, which was a lot of fun. And there's lots of interesting things to do too. You know, I had a look around the neighborhoods, the inner city neighborhoods of Sydney, and there's some really great places because, as is the case with lots of big cities nowadays, they've gentrified a lot of the sort of the old towns, the old part. And obviously Sydney being a pretty blue collar work, pretty blue workforce, you know, back in the 19th century, it's got a lot of Victorian architecture, And a lot of the old towns like Newtown there and Chippendale, which is all sort of neighborhoods of Sydney, were very notorious districts with lots of working ladies and lots of tough guys. And now they're very much gentrified. So great live music, lots of good foodie places. And I remember actually going to a place called Redfern, which was originally quite a sort of an Aboriginal area. And again, it was deemed to be quite unsafe, but now it's become very, very, very sought after. And I remember sitting in one of the in Redfern with some of the Indigenous people and the chiefs who were sitting down. We had a little chat,
Of course,
and
you were
they were
sat with
saying,
chiefs, weren't you?
"Chief, well,
You were sat there with the
they call them
chief.
the elders, yeah." And we sat in this place, and they were telling me about how they used to always. It's quite a sacred area for them, and they're saying these leafy streets, this is our home. But now, there's ad agencies and real kind of hipster people walking, moving in,
Oh,
and
yeah. Do you
you
know,
won't
I.
get much change out of a million.
Do you know what I think? Well, that's it's the same to me a lot of places. I mean, Sydney. I know it's not entirely this case, Andy. But there's a small part of me when you were describing how certain neighbourhoods have gentrified. I you step off the plane. I mean, how long does it take till you see your first hipster?
In the coffee bars in the airport, of
There you go.
course.
2 seconds in. I'd imagine
I
it's quite.
know.
It's like hipster central, really, for the Southern Hemisphere.
And pretty much, obviously, with coffee bars and that kind of thing, it's a big coffee culture there. But I actually enjoyed seeing some more authentic stuff. That's really gets me anyway. I love all of that, to see kind of get under the skin of the city. And they do lots of murals now in some of their, it's quite nice actually to see that. And one of them was this portrait of this lady called Naomi Mayers. I don't know if you remember the movie The Sapphires. It's about
Yes.
three Aboriginal girls
Yes, I do
singers.
remember. Yeah.
Chris O'Dowd was their manager, and
Yes.
they went to Vietnam to, to entertain the troops. And it was a true story. And this lady, Naomi Mayers, is still going strong, and she's a leading light in helping Australia's Indigenous people to, to help them health wise and educate them, all that kind of thing. So that was quite a cool thing to do.
Wow.
And I met a very lovely lady, actually. There's a beautiful place not far from the bridge, actually, called the Bangaroo Reserve, which is a beautiful Aboriginal, or I call it Indigenous, I think is better, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a very sacred area for them, and they built this beautiful park with native trees and shrubs, and it's taken it back to how it used to be. So it's absolutely very lovely. And I had a guide who was an Indigenous lady. She took me around there, and she showed me all the flowers they have. And it's a very quiet place. Lots of people kind of sit there and do a bit of yoga, and it's a really lovely place. And it's right on the waterside, so quite nice actually, quite spiritual. So if anyone does go there, look it
Yeah.
up. It's nice.
So there is like a there's a there's, there is a vibe, I think, with Sydney that there's an awful lot of history and a lot of culture to take in. And if you want big international, if you want lots of, global brands, if you want to stay in certain hotel chains, then the good news is all of that is there, but there is also a completely different side to Sydney that you can go in and explore if you want to as well and get the full experience.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I remember in the Rocks area, which is the very oldest part of Sydney, the original sort of sailors and all that sort of stuff, the working people. It's called the Rocks, and it's the best preserved patch of history, I reckon. 19th century pubs, very touristy, but they do this Rocks pub tour.
Right. And
And
that
I went on
sounds
this
like my
pub
kind of
tour.
thing.
Yeah, I mean, you go into these really kind of historical pubs, very colourful places. And you literally, obviously, you go into these old buildings, and every time you go in one, you've got to stop and have a drink, haven't you? So, it's a good way of getting to see city, but also getting a few in at the same time.
Do you
And
know what?
it's a good way to spend an evening,
I remember now when we spoke to you in sort of conclusion to this, really. But I remember when we spoke to you when you were there. I remember just you were buzzing about this place. Mm. And, you know, it really had a profound impact on you seeing this and experiencing it. But like you say, lots of different ways of getting there. It really sort of is the definition of a once in a lifetime trip, you would think, you know, but well worth taking.
Sure. Definitely. Yeah. And as well in the winter, it's a little, you know, prices are cheaper. And the weather's pretty good. It's 18 degrees during the day, drops down to about 10 degrees at night, but you know, it's very sunny. Yeah. Yeah. It's a bit like our summer, really.
Yeah. It's a bit like July, isn't it? I'll take that. Would you like one or two twin towns?
Andy? Come on, I'd love a twin town.
Because Sydney's obviously, you know, it's only twinned with six.
Is it?
I'm yeah, right. It's only twinned with six. Florence in Italy.
Wow.
Guangzhou in China.
Okay.
Nagoya in Japan. San Francisco.
Ah, bridge, baby.
Yeah, Wellington. In New Zealand. And if that wasn't enough, Portsmouth. It's twinned with Portsmouth, which you can imagine for a naval connection. But that's all. It's only the six cities that Sydney is twinned with.
Yeah, well, they're very particular, aren't they?
Well, I can imagine so. I mean,
they don't get twinned with any old town, do they?
Well, you know, I mean, you look at Perth. I mean, Perth's got 15.
Has it?
Yeah, spreading itself a bit thin there, if you ask me. Andy, pleasure as always. Yeah. Lovely to talk to you, my
always.
Friend. Will you be free next Friday?
Oh, for sure. Somewhere a little bit closer to home, perhaps.
Oh, that sounds good to me. Yeah, that sounds... Well, anywhere's closer to home than Sydney is, isn't it? Really, technically.
That's true.
Awesome, Andy. I'll talk to you then. Take care, mate.
Take care, mate. See ya.
Bye-bye. There he goes, Andy Marsack. Turns out, Fancer was Sydney.